here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Trade Talk at Farm Foundation. I'm with Mary Thompson, and we have a couple of things to talk about with Farm Foundation. One is the next forum that you have coming up, which is pretty timely at this point. It's coming up next week. Tell us about it.
The forum will be Wednesday, the 14th of November. It's 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It will be taking place at the Press Club in Washington, D.C., but we will be doing a live webcast, so anybody across the country can participate. The topic, which, as you said, is very timely, is the impact of what the 2012 elections will mean to ag, food, and rural policy. We have six speakers lined up to present their perspectives on what the impacts would be. Craig Jagger, who's a consultant, formerly was chief economist on the House Agriculture staff. Rob Parlberg from Wellesley College, a professor of political science who does a lot of work on food, ag, and public policy. Ferd Hoffner of the National Sustainable Ag Coalition. Eric Johnson with the National Association of Counties. Indiana farmer John Harden. And Chris Waldrop is with the Consumer Federation of America. So we have a real diverse panel. They will provide perspectives, and then we'll open it up for questions. And it's a two-hour session. And if you participate by webcast, which is live, you can submit your questions by computer. So anybody across the country who wants can be part of that discussion. It is free. And if they're not able to participate in the live webcast, it will be archived and they can go back in and watch it later. To register, you just go to farmfoundation.org, click on the button for Farm Foundation Forum, and it will take you right to where you need to click to register, either in person or for the live webcast.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Farm Foundation and your mission and what you do. And you have a lot of these forums throughout the year. About how many forums do you have on different topics?
We try to do them about 6 to 8 times a year. It's an opportunity for people to come together and talk about ag, food, economic and public policy issues in ag, food, and rural communities. This is the first time we've ever webcast one of them. We do record the audio, so if you want to go to the website, you can listen to the audio of previous ones. This is part of the mission of the foundation, is to bring people together to share perspectives on economic and public policy issues in agriculture. Farm Foundation is a non-advocacy group. We do not lobby, we do not advocate for specific policies. We work to bring people together for informed discussions on the critical issues facing us today, to provide objective analysis so that public and private decision makers can make informed decisions as they move forward. We try to bring a full range of stakeholders to the table, present their perspectives, present objective analysis, and have civil discussions about options for moving forward.
Well, regarding conversation, now you've just started a new way to generate conversation in the ag community and with consumers as well. Tell us about that.
We just launched a new blog, which we're calling Ag Challenge 2050. You can access it at agchallenge2050.org. It's an opportunity for more people to be involved in the conversation. We have a project called the Dialogue on Food and Ag in the 21st Century, which is designed to create opportunities to talk about the many issues that must be addressed if we're going to be able to feed 9 billion people in 2050. There's four key areas of this project: the role of science and technology in agriculture, farm and food policy, adaptability, resistance, and human capital needs in agriculture and the food system. And those four areas are covered in the blog. And so we have contributors who will be twice a week posting new ideas and new perspectives in those four areas, and in which we will encourage all types of stakeholders to come in to be part of the conversation, and to share their ideas, share their perspectives, and hopefully get in a good conversation moving that we can work towards some resolution of all these challenges before us.
And once again, that's agchallenge2050.org, right?
That is correct, agchallenge2050.org.
All right, great. Well, thanks a lot. Mary, great to see you here at the NAFB Trade Talk. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.